I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Tomorrow ends the first week of India's national elections. Speaking from India via Skype, Asian Access's David Dayalan says there hasn't been any election-related violence against Christians yet, but polls show a Hindu nationalist party in the lead, and that has church leaders concerned.
What the church kind of fears is the future. In case you have this Hindu right-wing party comes to power, there might be this time a lot more intensified attack.
Next, it's graduation day. Paradise Bound Ministries is seeing the first class of lay pastors graduate from their training program in Guatemala. Dan Smith of Paradise Bound says their students have a passion for sharing the gospel, but little or no training. The program is 2 years old, but more pastors are hearing about it.
There's such a hunger for this, and they know that if we can provide them with this, that they are so equipped to share the gospel, and we know that churches throughout Latin America are going to be expanded.
Pray that Paradise Bound would know where to focus their next training efforts. And the celebration of the Persian New Year gives Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, an opportunity to spread the gospel. Sat7 celebrates the New Year with shows that uphold old traditions and shares the hope that comes from Jesus Christ. The shows encourage believers not to dwell on the past, but look to the works of God for the future. Pray Sat7 will lead more people to look to Christ for new beginnings and a hopeful future. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Children are suffering around the world. Vision Beyond Borders wants to give you a free 15-day children's prayer guide designed specifically for kids and their parents. Get yours free by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.